Who is the patron saint of copying people into emails? Saint Francis of Assisi.
What is Forrest Gump's email password? 1 Forrest 1.
I got an email about how to read maps backwards. It was spam.
Got an email from the Alzheimer's Association today. I don't remember signing up on their mailing list.
Microsoft are starting to ban fake email accounts. They sent an email saying they are going to test mine. I don't have a positive outlook though.
My wife emailed me our wedding photos, but I couldn't open any of the files. I always have trouble with emotional attachments.
Why didn't Leia email Obi-Wan the Death Star plans? The Jedi Code forbids attachments.
What's the difference between an email asking for money from a Nigerian prince and an email asking for money from an Egyptian pharaoh? The first one is a scam, the second one is a pyramid scheme.
Why are pigs afraid of emails? They don't want to be marked as spam.
Why were the drunk astronaut's emails so annoying to read? Excessive use of the space bar.
My email password has been hacked again. That's the third time I've had to rename the dog.
If you get an email with the words knock knock in the subject line, don't open it. It's a Jehovah's Witness working from home.
My mom said she got an email from the sushi restaurant. I asked her if it was a phishing email.
Why didn't the knight want to make an email account? Because he already had enough chain mail.
Why didn't Daniel Craig respond to my email? I guess he had no time to reply.
The Buddha struggled with sending emails. He was always leaving his attachments behind.
What's the best way to capture a spam bot? Trap it in the Ethernet.
I'm Bob Jeffy.
And I'm Montgomery Jones.
And that's the email chain of dad jokes for National Email Day. We're on a mission to spread the laughs and groans far and wide, so please do us a favor and share just one of these jokes with your family and friends today. Thanks.
Ready to discover a new educational and interactive podcast for kids? Join Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids, where episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We learned how to recycle at the beach.
That was great fun. Callie, what do you say?
It was. And that time when we did the science experiment and Billy made raisins dance.
That is so cool, Billy.
He did. Not to mention when a certain Elliot took up swimming classes with Lisa.
That was me.
Bet you can't catch me.
I'm going to get you.
All this fun and more in our Stories for Kids. Lingo Kids Stories for Kids is now available on Storybutton, the kid-friendly device for screenless podcast listening. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for more dad joke humor to share? Then subscribe to our new weekly email newsletter. It's our weekly roundup of the best dad jokes, memes, and humor for you to enjoy. Spread the laughs and groans and sign up today. Check the sign up link in the show notes page or visit dailydadjokespodcast.com. The Daily Dad Jokes podcast is produced by Classic Studios. See the show notes page for social media links and joke credits. This show was recorded in front of a Cannes Studio audience.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes!
We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.